France is the latest country to get swept up in the European debt crisis. There are rumors the country could lose its AAA credit rating. The French economy is suffering from dismal growth figures. And yet, despite its own struggles, France may still be asked to offer a helping hand to its European neighbors who are in worse shape. NPR's Jackie Northam traveled to Daville in Normandy to hear what the French are saying about this crisis unfolding around them.
There's a deliciously salty tang in the air as you near a fish market in the center of Deville, a seaside resort along France's northwest coast. A long queue of shoppers look over a succulent array of fresh-caught fish, oysters, shrimp, and lobsters. Deville caters to many upmarket travelers, but there's also a solid base of blue-collar workers and middle-class retirees here. It's as good a place as any to try to get a sense of how the French view the European debt crisis. Despite the beautiful summer day, pessimism hangs over the town.
Hey, madame. Un avocat mûr. Oui, bon,
merci. Jackie Beaumont, a 57-year-old vegetable seller at the market, says he's felt the effects of the downturn in the economy for months. He says prices continue to go up.
Now everyone is buying less. Before, they were buying vegetables by the kilo. Now it's one tomato, two carrots, one potato. They buy piece by piece.
Beaumont, a lifelong resident of Deville, says things were better when France had its own currency, the franc. Being part of the Eurozone and using its common currency makes everything more expensive, he says. Like many others in this market, Beaumont resents that France is having to bail out countries like Greece, Italy, and Spain. He says soon he won't be able to afford to live in France. He wants to move to Asia.
I will be retiring soon. I'm going to leave France. I'm going to live in a country without the euro.
You have to some saucisson like that, natural one, smoked one with cheese or with nuts.
Sylvain Monnier sells French sausage and cheeses at the market. He's worried about the economy, but he doesn't think things are as bad as they were a few years ago. Despite the growing debt crisis, the tall, barrel-chested vendor doesn't think France should consider dropping the euro.
Oh, no.
Never. Never. I believe in the euro, and I think it's too late to leave it. What I don't like is every country in the eurozone has its own financial system. We need to change that.
Across town, sleek luxury yachts and sailboats are moored at the Deville Marina. Paul Cruillet-Bois sits at the back of his 35-foot sailboat, smoking a pipe and letting loose on his opinions about the European debt crisis. He says it's extremely serious.
It's a new crisis, new type of crisis. I suppose we have no models, we have no experience. Each day we have to manage a new response to a new problem. It's my opinion. It's very, very difficult.
Cruillet-Bois worries about France's battered economy, but says the chances of it introducing an austerity program or even rolling back the country's high standard of social services to put its books in order is unlikely but necessary.
No. We don't accept such a plan. But it's compulsory. It's a paradox. It's a French paradox.
Most of all, Cruillet-Bois worries if the leaders of France, Germany, or the U.S. have the ability or the skills to resolve the crisis. Jackie Northam, NPR News.